Tara next. Morning, Tara.
Hi, Stephen. I'm absolutely enraged. I can just feel my blood pressure rising here listening to those two idiots. The DUP just
they're not idiots, they're political
it.
Representatives. Oh, let's respect the politicians.
Dear help us all, if they're the best we can do. Honestly, the DUP still don't get it. They really don't. I'm
what
absolutely
don't they get?
Spitting tax here.
Why?
Casting this as some sort of witch hunt on Arlene Foster? No, no, they've been spending our money. It's not just the RHI scandal. It's the Strategic Investment Fund and D-Stit and Paul Givens Community Halls. And I'm absolutely... But you know what? Sinn Féin aren't any better. They both stink. I've had enough. I've had enough with the sectarian orange. So what's happened is they've enabled each other in government. So they've got into all... it just stinks. They give the impression of their snouts in the trough. Both of them. And now there've been no transparency. You know, I've had enough of the orange and green, the Punch and Judy, and I'm voting for Alliance. I think only 50% of people in the last election, something like 50%, actually turned out to vote. And if those sort of 50% that didn't have their voices heard last time only get out and vote for change, then there's actually hope for us. You know, we can actually get a change from this same old, same old... I'm so cross.
Edwin Poots was telling you there about the fantastic job Arlene Foster has done bringing employment into Northern Ireland.
She put herself out. We should be grateful because she put herself out doing a bit of travelling for us. Seriously? Oh, they need to just wise up. They're so out of touch with how angry people are at them. And as I said, Sinn Féin have enabled them. You know, they're no better, the pair of them. They're just, Anyway, I'm trying not to swear. I'm doing my best not to swear. I'm so
angry. How old are you, Tara?
I'm 44.
Relatively young, then. Do you hold out much hope for Northern Ireland?
Well, I have to. I mean, as I said, I'm going to support Alliance. I Naomi Long, she gives me hope. She is the only one. She has been calling consistently for transparency. She has been reasonable. She has been able to kind of rise above this Punch and Judy and actually look at the actual issues, you know, the health and the economy and not just boil everything down to, as I said, orange and green all the time. So, no, I am optimistic and I really hope this election will be a chance for sort of more progressive parties to kind
Tara,
of come
thank
through.
You.